السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا حبيب الله به يا حبيب الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم اس آیت کا ترجمہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے ذریعہ انہیں جو اس کی رضا کی پیروی کریں
حضور says that the translation of this verse which I have recited is that through this Allah Almighty guides those people who want to have the pleasure of Allah Almighty He guides them to the paths of peace and with His command He takes them out of darkness to light and guides them to the straight path Huzur says that this is the God of Allah, God of Islam, which 1400 years ago he sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when there was pitch darkness, and through him he made this announcement that when once again the period the dark spell will come. Then from among the people of the latter day there would be a servant of you who would be appointed who would be presenting once again the teachings of the Holy Quran to the people of the world and through this the world the people of the world would be able to recognize the teachings of Allah once again the God of Islam is a living God who for the guidance and betterment of the world, He always sends His chosen people for their guidance so that they may be able to guide them and enable the people to walk on the right path. And also there is a command of Allah that in that age, Allah Almighty gives those people who are rightly inclined people, who are good in nature, Those who are in search of guidance, they are guided to the right path. Anyway, today, at this time, I would like to relate some instances from the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then in this age, from the time of his true servant, the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, from that time as well, I will relate some instances which will prove that how Allah Almighty guides the people, those who wish to be guided to the right path. Because of some good action that they have done, they are guided to the right way. During the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Tufail bin Amr was a very wise poet. When he came to Mecca for a meeting of recital of poetry, then he said, some people told him that he used to come for business as well sometime. So the people said to him that we have come to our town, so now you should remember that this person, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they mentioned his name, that this person, God forbid, has created a great disorder here, and he has actually scattered our unity, shattered our unity. Brother and brother are fighting with one another. The children are fighting with mother, with father, and mother and father, they are fighting with one another. So he has created a great disorder, and because of that, the people are somehow attracted to his talk and his message. So you are the leader of your people, so you have to be very careful about him, and you should not listen to anything what he says. As we see the mullahs of today, they say that don't listen to anything what is said by the Ahmadis. Don't get into any religious conversation, otherwise they might prevail over you. And that is why it was the fact that in 1974, the discussion which took place in National Assembly of Pakistan, that has been kept secret. And they have not disclosed it to the people of Pakistan. If they publish it, then all the people in Pakistan, they would come to know what is the reality. But anyway, Tufail says that all the people, they insisted so much on this point that I decided that I will never ever go close to the Holy Prophet. And it may not be that it may be that unintentionally, if I may not be hearing anything of his voice, I put some cotton into my ears. And he says that when I arrived in Khana Kaaba, in the Holy Shrine, then I saw that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was all alone and he was praying. And unintentionally, or maybe with intention, I went very close to him. And I listened to, despite that cotton in my ears, was able to listen to some of the verses which he was being recited, and I liked it very much. So then I said into my heart that woe to me that I am a knowledgeable, I am a wise, educated shair, poet, and I know what is good and what is bad. What's the harm in listening, after all, to what he says? If there is something good, I will accept that, and if something is bad, then I will definitely not take it, because God has given me the choice. So this is how Allah Almighty guides the pious people. And he says that I waited for a while. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, he finished his prayer and worship, and then he went back to his home. So I went after him, started walking after him. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ was just about to enter into his house, so then I said, O Muhammad ﷺ, your people have told me this and this about you, that you are very magical conversation you make, and you have prevailed upon these people, and they have frightened me so much that I have put cotton into my ears so that I may not be able to listen to anything that you say. But Allah Almighty still has made me listen to what you say. And whatever I have listened, that is wonderful. Please tell me more. So Tufail says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ, at that point, he told me something more about Islam, and also he recited some part of the Holy Quran. He says that, by God, I did not hear anything more beautiful and more straight and simple forward statement than anything like that, and I accepted Islam. And he recited Kalima immediately. And then I submitted very respectfully that I am the leader of my people. And I hope that my people will listen, accept what I would tell them. So I would like to go back and convey the message, the same message to the people. So please pray that Allah Almighty may make me successful in this effort, and also give me some supportive evidence and proof. And then the Holy Prophet prayed for me, and I went back to my people. And according to narration, it is said that when he was going back, when there were on a elevated place, when the he said that on my forehead, just between the eyes, there was something flashing, and there was a light. And and then I prayed that Allah Almighty show this sign somewhere else apart from my forehead, because, and then I saw then the same sign of light that was also visible on the top of the stick that was carrying, and the people saw that sign. Anyway, he reached to his, back to his people, his tribe. And then the next day the people came to see them, see him. And then I told them that my relation with you is cut off from you, because I have accepted Islam. And I have joined into the initiation of the Holy Prophet of Islam. And then they asked, please tell us more about that. And then I told them that you first go and perform the ablution, take bath and perform ablution. And then I told them about the teaching of Islam. They also accepted Islam. And then my wife came to me, and I told her that there is no relation between us, and I have accepted Islam. She also said the same thing, and I asked her that you first take bath and make the ablution, and then I will tell you about the teachings of Islam. And she also came, and she also accepted Islam. After a while, after some time, then he started preaching to other people, people of his tribe, but they opposed him very strongly. And then he came back to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was from Kabila, the Dos tribe. That my tribe, tribemen, they are opposing me very hard. So please make a prayer against the people of my tribe. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raised his hands and he prayed, and he prayed that Allah Almighty, Allah, please guide the people of Dos tribe. And told Tufail that you go back and very gently and very politely give them the message of Islam. Anyway, he said that I continued preaching to these people, and during this period the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated from Mecca to Medina. And the non-believers of Mecca, they attacked him again many times. And when the battle of Ditch was there, and he says after that, the people of my tribe, they accepted a large number of people, of among those they accepted Islam, and in large number they entered into the fold of Islam. So Tufail bin Amr, Dosi, he is called Tufail bin Amr Dosi. So then he also migrated to Medina along with many families. So this prayer for guidance, which was made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was an appointed time for that. After several years, that prayer was accepted, and the whole tribe actually accepted Islam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never in haste in when he went for the journey of Taif. And then the angels asked that the mountains can be put upside down on these people. But he prayed that there will be some people who would be guided to the right path. So this was his style. And that is why he has taught us the prayer, Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. That this prayer is also for this age. We should recite it. in this age, Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was opposed very strongly, very bitterly. And as it was in prophecies, Allah Almighty showed the sign of plague to prove his truthfulness. But when the sign was shown, then at that time, despite the fact that this was a sign in his favor, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam felt very restless and very anxiety was there. And because of the misery of the people, he used to become very restless by looking at that. The condition in which he used to pray, Hazrat Sheikh Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani has mentioned with the narration, with reference to Mawlvi Abdul Karim Sahib, has mentioned the situation in which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam used to pray. He said that I was in the small room next to Baitul Dua, and that prayer I used for the purpose of, particularly for prayer. And he says that I would see, I could the agony and the passion and the feeling during the prayer. He says that in his voice there was so much passion and so much agony and so much pain that it was very difficult to listen to that one. And he used to cry in such a way as if a woman is restless with the pains of the childbirth. And when I listened, then he was praying for the deliverance of the people from the effect of the plague. That, and he used to pray that if these people are killed in plague, then who is going to worship you? This is the way he used to pray to Allah Almighty. This is the gist of that narration which Hazrat Mawlvi Abdul Karim Sahib has mentioned. That despite the fact that the punishment of plague, that was because of the refutation of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was for to establish his truth. But he was so much concerned and restless, and he was so much desirous of the guidance of the people, that for the upon the destruction of these people during the night time, in the darkness of the night, in the pitch of darkness, he used to pray. He used to get up at that time and pray for the welfare of those people. So this was his kindness to the creation of Allah Almighty. And that was one way of that. And that was a unique example which he showed. Anyway, this sign of plague, that also became a means of so many people to come to the guidance. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, to express his restlessness, most of the people are lost in the love of the world. Allah Almighty may remove that, and Allah Almighty may remove this darkness. This world is very faithless, but these people of who are in ignorance, they have been deprived from recognizing the truth. My desire is from Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty may take the hand of these people. And as these people in the past times have suffered so many setbacks and injuries, so Allah Almighty give them some ointment. And Allah Almighty may put to disgrace those people who have understood the disgrace as a light. And Allah Almighty also put these people into disgrace and shame, those who did not pay thanks to that guidance which came right at the good time. So if my prayers are reaching Allah Almighty, then that time is not too far. Then the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be manifest to these people, and Allah Almighty will show the miracle of His power. So anyway, Allah Almighty, we see that Allah Almighty accepted those prayers. And in favor of him, Allah Almighty showed mighty signs, and the results are visible, and we are seeing these days. And how Allah Almighty is showing us the examples of the acceptance of prayers, how the hearts are being inclined, and there are so many examples of that. Malik Salahuddin Sahib M.A.,
Maulvi Rahimullah Sahib,
Maulvi, he relates from Maulvi Rahimullah Sahib, in relation to Hazrat Maulvi Rahimullah Sahib, his life account is being mentioned. that he was a true believer in the unity of Allah Almighty, and he had the opportunity of going to very scholarly religious people many a time. But all of them, they were found to be involved in shirk in somehow or the other. And Akhwan Sahib Sawat, when he listened about his prayer, he asked Akhwan Sahib to get initiated. And Akhwan Sahib told him that you keep my view in your mind when you do the initiation. And he was, by listening that, Mawlana Rahimullah Sahib was greatly disappointed and did not do the bath and came back without that. And he was a very simple-minded person, very modest person he was. And he was the lover of the Holy Quran and Hadith. So a man of God he was. And he had a special attachment with the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he came to the bath of the promised Messiah later on, and then his condition was that he says that many times, the narrators say that many a time when he was offering the prayer, he was able to see the blessed face of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and many other prophets while offering the prayer while he was fully awake. And the truth of the promised Messiah ﷺ, it came to him through the revelation and the dreams and the visions. And he says that I performed istikhara regarding the claims of the promised Messiah. And there was a sort of carriage which he saw, and I was told that the Messiah from the heaven has descended. When I removed the curtain and I saw the promised Messiah in that, and after that he did the bath, he performed the bath. And in the second Khilafat, there is an incident in Fiji. The message of Ahmadiyyat, before the Ahmadiyyat was established, the Christianity was spreading very rapidly. And the Muslims were also waiting like the coming of Messiah from heaven, like the Christians. And Bashir Khan Sahib write that this idea came to my mind that perhaps Christianity is right and there is no harm in being converted to Christianity. Then before I could take any step, I was thinking on it that in a dream I saw a very saintly person. He said very powerfully, Muhammad Bashir, come to senses. The person you are looking for, that person is not Isa or Masih Nasri, but that is somebody else. And he has already made his coming in the world. And at that time, at the first missionary of in Fiji, Janab Sheikh Abdul Wahid Sahib, he had arrived in Fiji. And he says that my father, Mauli Muhammad Qasim Sahib, and he had already joined the community. But still, I was not personally inclined to that one. But after seeing this dream, then I was inclined to the Jamaat, and like my father, I also did my bath with full conviction. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani, after performing his bath, then I I got so much love with Islam that Allah Almighty enabled me that I could stand against Christians, and with full conviction and profound wisdom, I could explain the falsehood of Christianity, and in support of Islam, I could stand with full conviction against Christians. And then he says, there is again in the time of Khilafat Thaniya, the second Khilafat, the earlier pioneer Ahmadi in Sierra Leone, he was also guided to Ahmadiyyat through a dream. He says that in 1939, when I was in a place in Lunia state, I was residing there, I saw in the dream that I am clearing up the grass around the mosque of Malki section. These people offer the prayer with their leaving their hands on both sides. And then I stayed under the shade of a palm tree And then I saw in the dream, this is all his dream, and he says that a person is coming from in front of me, having a Bible and the Holy Quran in his hands, and then asked me that who is the Imam of this mosque? I would like to see him. And then I took that person to the Imam of the mosque. His name was Alpha. And when we came back, we were surprised that there is a window has been created there, and that stranger is now standing in the mosque as an Imam. And we thought that we would be reciting the Quran to that person. And that the people came out from the mosque and addressed to the Imam, and then he said that I have come to teach you the right way of offering the prayer. And at that point he woke up. And early in the morning I mentioned this dream to my Muslim friends. And then he says that after 1 week of seeing this dream in the morning, when I took my I started clearing the grass outside the mosque. After half an hour, I felt a bit tired, and I went under the shade of a palm tree and stood under the shade of that tree. After a few minutes, what I see is that a person is walking towards me, who was the Ahmadi Muballigh. He was Maulana Al-Haj Nazir Ali Sahib, the Ahmadi missionary, and he came close to me and said salam to me, and asked about the place to stay. And then it was something very surprising for me that the dream that I saw a few days ago, exactly the same dream was being fulfilled. Al-Haj Nazir Ahmad Sahib Ali, he was that saintly person who were shown to me in my dream, and the dress was almost the same which I saw in my dream. So he says that this was a great opportunity for me to serve this guest. So instead of taking him to somewhere else, I took him to my house and I offered my house for his residence. And then I asked my Muslim friends to come and meet him. And then I told them that the dream has been fulfilled, which I have related to you, and this person is staying at my home. And after a few days, I accepted Ahmadiyyat. And after listening to his tabligh, and by the grace of Allah, most of the people in that village, they also accepted Ahmadiyyat. So in this age as well, Allah Almighty is also purifying the hearts and guiding them to the right path. These are the things of 40, 60 years past. For during the last 3-4 years, something has happened. Some examples have happened. How Allah Almighty has guided these people, I am going to narrate some examples. How Allah Almighty has given them the support. And in support of Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no shortage of signs. The only condition is that a heart should be pure and a person should be truly seeking the guidance of the right path. Haddad Abdul Qadir Sahib, he is in Al-Jazair, he says that in 2004, in Ramzan, I saw a dream that a person told me that let me take you to see the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I saw that behind a 1 meter tall wall, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing. And he smiled when he saw me. And then I saw that there is a whitish color person standing in between the wall and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indicating to that person, said, "Haza Rasulullah." This is a messenger of Allah. And then he went to a point to the eastern side, the point of light, and the man stands there. And then after, he says that after some time, incidentally, I saw on the channel, Ahmadiyya channel, I saw the face of the person which I saw with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that person was the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He immediately accepted Ahmadiyyat. Similarly, in Egypt, there is a lady, Hala Muhammad Al-Johri, Sahiba. She says that I saw in the dream that Hadrat Imam Mahdi and his community, they are walking on the water. And I asked that I should also be allowed to accompany you. But they said that on our way back, we will take you along with us. They said that on our way back, we will take you along with us. And then I tried to find out the truth, but I was not satisfied. But he said, this dream cannot be wrong. She was insisting that he has seen somebody. And when I saw MTA Al Arabiya, then I was so much surprised that I saw the same person which I saw who was Imam Mahdi and who was walking on the water. That was the same face was there on shown on MTA Al Arabiya. Then Abdul Rahim Sahib Fanjan from Iraq, he says that some time ago I saw the dream that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says to me that you are our person, therefore you should join the community. And now I am doing the bath. So these are some of the examples during the last few years which I am relating. There are people in various areas. In Mauritius is a very far off island. The missionary from there wrote to us in Roderick, is a very small island nearby. 36,000 people live there, and all the inhabitants, they are Catholics. He says that during the visit of Roderick, when I went outside for tabligh, then there was a Christian young boy, and on the others, and we arrived to the mother and the grandmother of this person without information, and then we started doing preaching to these people. And the grandmother said that the message that you have brought is absolutely right, and I accept that, because all the people in my family, they are witness to the fact that I have seen a dream which I have already related to them, that some strangers have come and I am holding their hand, that this proposal is good for me, and I accept it. When you were walking to my house, then I could see from my window and told them that these are the people which I saw in my dream. And they say that later on when we went for the second time and we presented them some gift of magazines and literature, and when we third time and read out the recited the conditions of that, and she said that I don't have any reluctance in signing this bar, because I have seen another prayer that two papers have been presented to me and they were exactly like that. They are exactly folded in the same way as you are holding it now. And this person who is sitting in front of me, he is the witness that this is the dream which I saw, and I have already related that to this person. So this is a small island. I have visited that. There are two mosques of the Jamaat, and slowly the people are converting from Christianity to Ahmadiyyat. From America, there is an example which I am going to quote. There is a family of five people from Mexico. The lady in the family, her name is Jorido Marilo. Mori is generally, she is called Mori. She related her dream like this, that although the whole family is Catholic, but she never acted upon the teaching of Christianity. When she was 27, then she suffered and taken to hospital, and she prayed, and she always prayed to one God. And one day in the dream, he saw the picture of the promised Messiah on a glass, and I touched my hand on that so that I may be recovering from my sickness. And after that, I have recovered, and I have never fallen ill after that. And that picture was like on a picture, and I can't forget that. And after that, I met one Mexican Ahmadi, and he gave me a book to read, and he introduced message of Ahmadiyyat. In those books, I saw the picture of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when I looked at the picture, I started crying, and my tears came out, that I was so thankful to Allah that I was able to accept him. And now she has accepted Ahmadiyyat along with her husband and children. She is a well-educated lady. The missionary in Bulgaria also writes that you will see that in all parts of the world, Allah Almighty is guiding the people. He says, Oleg, by the name, a person, his wife has already accepted, but he was not Ahmadi, and they were all Christian, and they were responsible for activities of church, and they came to attend the Jalsa 2005 in Germany. And they also met me when he came there, and but he was reluctant. He did not do the bath. When he came to the center once, and he said, I want to do bath. He asked, what's the reason? Why are you in a hurry so much? He said that this is the second night that consistently, regularly, Khalifatul Masih, they are coming in my dream, and they are telling me that, Ole, if you don't come to me, then I will come to you. And then I'm feeling sorry for that. I'm feeling ashamed of that. So therefore, I do want to do the bath as quickly as possible. This is how Allah Almighty guides the people. Abdul Aziz Salah Sahib from Kuwait, he says that one night I saw in the dream the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. It was something as if I am taking an exam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam took the paper of the questions, and the people were surprised, and the promised Messiah put a tick on my paper. And after that I saw myself in a mosque. I am along with Khalifatul Masih Khamis, and the mosque is full of people, and I am, people are initiating at the hand, and I also put my hand on his back, and I got initiated. And from the Moscow, our missionary has written that he came on 27th, and he said that I want to be initiated and take my bath today, because last night I have seen the promised Messiah in my dream, and I don't want to delay further. And very emotionally he said, relating his dream, that I saw that on uneven path, I am riding in a bus, and I am standing at the rear part of the bus, and the bus turned down and it fell into the ditch, and I am trying to go up, but I can't go up. And suddenly I saw that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's picture was there, and he extended his right hand to me and told me to hold it fast. You will not be destroyed. You will not be killed. And he said that, how can I hold you? He said that he pulled me up by holding me in his hand, and I started walking on the path. Similarly, from Burkina Faso, Sano Ishaq Sahib relates that in the mosque of our area, non-Ahmadi mosque, he spoke against the community and asked the people not to listen to Radio Ahmadiyya. And there is no argument, just simply say that don't listen to the Ahmadiyya talks. As I said, the people in Mecca used to do like that. And I told that Imam that if we don't listen to this radio, how would we find the truth? The Imam said that, no, you are not going to listen to that one. This is not right. Anyway, he says that, okay, let's take one thing. You should agree to this one at least, that that small town in Burkina Faso, all the various denominations of Islam, and the name of all them should be written on small sheets, and a small child should be asked to pick up one slip, and whatever name is picked up, that Jamaat will be considered to be right. And he said that we wrote all the names, and we asked a small child and asked him to pick up one chit, and the name of Ahmadiyya Jamaat was there. But still, the Imam was not happy about that. He said, do it once again. They did it for the second time, and again the name of Ahmadiyya was there. And then it was done third time, and the third time also the name of Ahmadiyya was there. He was very much worried, and this was a great source of guidance for these people. There is an incident from Norway. On 7th May, somebody wrote to Amir Sahib that the 7th May 2004, there was a sermon being broadcast, and somebody telephoned and he wanted to see. And because there is a very big change in him, he wanted to see someone and he wants to do the bath. So in this way, sometime Allah Almighty guides the people and to join the community from Bosnia. A young man also joined the community who was being preached, and he related the dream that I saw that I am in a big city where there is a lot of disorder there, and I saw the Jews, the Muslims and the Christians who were very much worried, and they were wandering around in great panic as if they have lost the way. Suddenly I saw to my right side, and I saw a very beautiful tree there. Under that, there is a small group of people who are sitting there. They are wearing white and they are wearing turbans. And in this chaos, they are very peaceful people, and they are sitting in a circle, and there is a smile on their face. In the dream, I think that these people must be Ahmadis. So I went to these people, and I also joined them. And after that, he actually joined the community. So there are so many examples in various countries which are there, where when the people are guided to the truth. The missionary from Fiji writes that there was a Hindu 16 year old. He got married to a Muslim girl. He was Hindu. And when we went to see him, I have seen in my dream the two people came, and they say that they asked me to join Islam, and their cap and the dress is exactly the same as yours. So after that he did his bath and joined. And a Kurd Muslim in Germany, Qasim Dal, his wife is German, and with her daughters, he came to a tablighi stall of the Jamaat, and he started talking about the picture of the promised Messiah. And first he said that who could come after the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After a discussion for 15 minutes, he took the phone, and then he was invited for food, and there was tablighi sitting, some literature was given. And after 2 days he said that I haven't read any book, and I want to burn these people. This is what I am told by the mullahs, that no book is to be read of the Ahmadis. So anyway, they said that you come on Friday again, because we have to continue this friendship. And anyway, he came on that day, and he was observing fast on that, because he is not going to eat anything from the Ahmadiyya home. Anyway, after discussion, there was a long discussion, and the iftari of the time was there, and then he had to eat something from the Ahmadi home. And he says that and I told them that you leave the what the mullahs are telling you. You pray for 40 days. You pray for 40 days and regarding the truth of the promised Messiah, and there should be no bias in your prayer. And on the third day he called back, and from the place of work, he said that do you have the picture of Khalifatul Masih Khamis? The person said that yes, I have. And he said that I am leaving my job and coming to see that. And I asked, what is the reason? He said that suddenly I have heard that why are you looking for the proof? We have already given you the proof. And then I was reminded of that dream in which I had seen that I saw the Khalifatul Masih, that he is commanding an army, and the angels are with them. And after that, when he saw the photograph, then he accepted Ahmadiyyat. So these are some of the examples which I have just mentioned. There are so many examples like that. Some of them are mentioned in Jalsa Salana, but there is not enough time to explain and describe everything. I was thinking that in Qadian Jalsa Salana I would explain that, but that could not be done. But anyway, some examples, just incidentally, which came in relation to the topic I am dealing with, they have been picked up, and I mentioned that. So this is how Allah Almighty guides to that path, and how He is supporting the mission of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. We pray to Allah Almighty that He may always guide the people of the world to the right path and also enable us to be firmly established on the truth. And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us several prayers for the steadfastness. Hazrat Ali says that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you say that, O Allah, guide me and always establish me on the right path and with full guidance and always enable me to remember the right path. And by straight path means that which is absolutely straight, like an arrow. And regarding the guidance to the right path, as I mentioned some of the example from the writing of the Promised Messiah Sallallahu Alaihi, three things should always be remembered. One is discharging the responsibilities towards Allah and to the fellow beings. And the basic purpose of all this is the unity of Allah Almighty, the worship of Allah Almighty, and always remembering Allah Almighty. That is the most fundamental thing. And also it is mentioned in Hadith, Abu Ishaq relates that that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to pray like that, O my Allah, I seek from you the piety, the right guidance and the pure heart. And Abu Malik was also taught a prayer. He relates that he relates from his father that when somebody accepted Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach him the prayer in this wording, Allah maghfirli warhamni wahdini warzukni, that O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, give me the guidance, and also grant me the provision. The hidayat, the guidance, as it is said, when Allah Almighty gives the guidance, then He increases in that one. Because this is not something which is going to stop at any point. Because the more you get the guidance, the more the process continues further. And this prayer is also taught in the Holy Quran, which Allah Almighty says, and I, regarding that, I have mentioned it many a time for the members of the Jamaat. It is included in the Jubilee prayers. And sometimes the people say that these prayers for the Jubilee, now the this year has finished, should we finish? Actually, one should pray more than ever before. These prayers were just to get the people into the habit of the prayer, so that in future they should be praying more and more. So there is no question of abandoning those prayers, rather we should be increasing in more and more prayers. And that prayer is, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. That, O our Allah, protect our hearts from wandering away and protect us from any misguidance and grant us the mercy, because you are the one who gives all the blessing and mercy. So this prayer and other prayers should be offered repeatedly. Hazrat Masih Maud says, O my Allah, you guide the active hearts of all the people to the guidance so that they may accept the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your prophet, and also they may believe in the Holy Quran, which is the perfect word from Allah Almighty, and follow the guidance there, and so that they can get all the blessings and the bounties could be granted to them, which are granted to the true Muslims, and this eternal salvation could be granted to them, which is not only achieved in the hereafter, but the righteous people are able to get this salvation in this very life. There is another prayer, particularly I want to mention that, as I mentioned in the beginning, that the Holy Prophet, this is a prayer of the Holy Prophet, Allahumma de qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. This prayer was at the time of the Battle of Dij, when the tooth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was broken and his face was also injured, and it was a great painful thing for the companions. And at that the companion said, why don't you pray against these people? The Holy Prophet said that Allah Almighty has not made me a person who would be cursing the people, but I am the one who is calling to the path of Allah and become a source of mercy for the people. And then he said, Allahumma hadi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun, that O Allah, guide my people and have mercy upon them because they do not know me. And this is the prayer which has been taught to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the members of the Jamaat should go on repeating this prayer. And particularly the situation, the condition in Pakistan, the situation in Pakistan, particularly the Pakistanis, they should pray. These people are very advanced in opposition to Ahmadiyyat. But because of the fact that they have forgotten the true teachings of Islam, and because of that they are suffering all these difficulties and they are caught into difficult situation, and they do not realize what is the cause of this, the whole situation, what is being done to them, and what is going to take place in relation to them, what is going to be their fate in future. Unless they take the steps to the guidance, these situation will aggravate further. So Allah Almighty have mercy upon this nation and for these people. Passionately pray for them. Daily you pray for them. That they are always they are doing some activity in opposition to Ahmadiyyat, somehow or the other. These days there is no value of life in Pakistan. And the life of everybody is in danger. But particularly, they are killing Ahmadis and they are martyred and they are killed just because of the fact that they believe in the Imam of the age. Almost every day there is some news of some martyrdom, or some people are put into difficult and agony. 2 days ago, one Murabbi, he was coming back from a Jalsa, Yom-e Muslim Aud, and he was standing waiting for the bus, and two motorcyclists came and they started firing, and people ran away, and they had some fear of Allah. These people went away, and but these people, they came again, and there were some bullets. He was injured at legs. He is in hospital. May Allah give him health. And Allah Almighty also give these people the wisdom, the understanding, to which direction they are drifting. The leaders do not know. They are absolutely honest, dishonest. And moreover, in the hands of the mullah, they are becoming more corrupt and more dishonest. And these, the whole country is at stake. Allah have mercy upon these people. At this time, I am also going to announce about the Namaz-e-Janaza, which I am going to lead at the end of the prayer. And I am going to mention that one is Mubashir Ahmed Sahib, a son of Mahmood Ahmed Sahib of Karachi. He was 42 years old. 22nd of February, unknown people attacked him and killed him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was getting some threats of killing for some time. And the SHO of the area, the police inspector, he said that there are two people from a madrasa nearby. They came from a school and they fired at him. Anyway, when he didn't come back till late, then they found out and they came to know that he has been, unknown people have shot him dead. He was a very pious person, very dedicated, very regular in prayer, and very active in tabligh. Allah Almighty exalt his position in heaven. He has left one daughter and two sons. Wife is also there. She also joined, did the bath and joined Ahmadiyyat. Allah Almighty may protect all of them and look after them. Second, janaza is a very pious Ahmadi brother, Munir Hamid Sahib, who was Afro-American. On 21st of February, he died at the age of 70. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In 1957, at the age of 15, he did his bath. He joined the fold of Ahmadiyyat Jamaat. And he was very profound, sincere, and very dedicated Ahmadi. He was always in the front line of the service. He was the first National Qaid of America. He had the honor of being the first National Qaid for 30 years. He was the president of Philadelphia Jamaat. In 1957, till the death, he was the Naib Amir of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. His parents were not yet Muslims, and the father was not interested, but the mother not only she used to go to church, she also used to encourage him to work as a churchman. But he was inclined in religion, and Allah Almighty enabled him to accept Islam, and his family members opposed him. And once the mother fell very ill, and all the brothers and sisters, Munir, so they deleted his name from the list of the children because he was a Muslim. And anyway, at a very young age, he accepted Ahmadiyyat. And when he wanted to accept Ahmadiyyat, the Jamaat had this rule at that time that that there should be a signature of the parents or some elder of the family that this person has joined this fold with his free will. And when he filled the bath form and took it to the mother, she refused to sign. And then also told him that you are going away. But his mother also had the feeling that that you are the most advanced spiritually from among all my children. He said that I accepted Islam after reading the philosophy of the teachings of Islam, that the truth of Islam was made clear to me. And then he wrote a letter to Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani, and when the reply came, and that actually changed my position. And he was a very simple-minded person, a very, very modest, very humble, very pious. I met him, he met me several times, very good-natured person. In Jamaat meetings, he used to deliver very effective and impressive speeches. And he was a great love of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The love of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he used to cry, and tears used to come out of his eyes when mentioning about them, and great attachment with the Khulafa, great devotion, love. When he met me for the first time in London, while he was on his way to a Jalsa, and he said that after the Jalsa of Bangladesh and this meeting with the Huzoor, I have been recharged in my faith. And he used to become very emotional whenever he met me. And when I met to America last year, so he did not join the Jalsa because of his illness. So I thought that perhaps it is a simple ailment, but I didn't know. Perhaps even the family member didn't know that it was a very serious one. And if I had known that, I would have gone to his house to meet him. I could have found some time to go and see him. Allah Almighty exalt his station. And he has left his wife and some children he has left behind. Allah Almighty enable them that they should be able to continue the good virtues of these people. He is also among those people who are guided specially by Allah Almighty to the truth. That out of 10 children, he was the only one who was guided to the truth. The third janaza is Mukarram Mahmood Ahmad Sahib Darvesh of Qadian. He died at the age of 84 on 24th of February. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He was a very pious, very dedicated, and very steadfast person. Darvesh, all of them, they are very steadfast and very firm in their faith. he from Sheikhupura, he shifted to Qadian and admitted in Madrasa Ahmadiyya. He dedicated his life, and then under the instruction of Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani, he went into the army, and then he left the army under his instruction and came for the service of the community. Nazir Baitul Mal, Ahmad and Kharch, income and expenditure, he also served as that, and also in another capacity. Three daughters and three sons he has. Nasir Ahmad Sahib Arif, one of his sons, he is serving in Nazarat Muriyama in Qadian at the moment. And then the next Sayyida Munira Yusuf Sahiba, she is wife of Sayyid Kamal Yusuf Sahib. After a long illness of cancer, she passed away on 25th of February. Sayyid Sarwar Shah Sahib, Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, related to her, related to him. And Kamal Yusuf Sahib, he has been serving in Sikandri Deviya for a number of years. He has been working with him. She has been working with him and looking after the mission house and very closely attached to the Jamaat. And she had a great relationship of love and affection and dedication with the Khulafa of Ahmadiyyat. Allah Almighty exalt her station. She has got one daughter and two sons, and her husband is Kamal Yusuf Sahib, who is by the grace of Allah alive. And then Amtul Hai Sahiba, who is Bashir Ahmad Sahib Sialkoti's wife in Rabwa. And Bashir Ahmad Sahib Sialkoti, who passed away a few days after the wife and demise of his wife. Both of them, these are our missionary, who is working in private secretary office in London, Zahur Sahib. They are his father and mother. And both of them, they passed away one after the other. Both of them very pious, very full of prayer. And by the grace of Allah, they are among those pioneers who came to Rabwa and settled here and did some business here, established a business here. One daughter and five sons are there. They are left behind. May Allah exalt their station and forgive all of them. After the prayers, their namaz janaza in absentia will be offered.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر